Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 482. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a audio tape or a CD. Both of them are free, including postage and handling. Just make sure you ask for program number 482. I have some songs. I've got a strong message from the Lord, and we're going to be reading again from the book of Revelation. We've got some letters. But right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this program. And Lord, I ask you to anoint me. I want you, Father, to anoint me to bring this message, whatever it is that you have. I planned a message, but Lord, I believe it was from you, but if it's not, turn it around like you do so many other times, and I'll give you the praise, the honor, the glory, and the thanks in Jesus' name, because I know that if I let you have your will in me, that all things are possible, that all I have to do is believe. Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name, that souls will be saved and the church strengthened, the whole body of Christ be strengthened. In Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
We had a reporter here come from Little Rock, Arkansas, going around inside the church and asking everybody if I thought, does Tony think that he's God? Does he tell you that he's God? Now, this man hasn't listened to my programs at all or read any of my literature. I said, he called me and wanted to do an interview with me, and I said, hey, you just read my literature and listen to my tapes. And I said, you've got a lot of nerve asking people in my church if I think I'm God. If you ever listened to my program or if you ever read my literature, you'd know that I humbled myself before God. Very much. I have the fear of God. I don't fear myself, but I fear God. I don't fear reporters or politicians or Antichrist in any way, shape, or form. The media is just something that I know very well, and they're not out for any good. They're trying to make everybody look like they're cults. But, you know, really, the one that says he's God is the Pope. Amen?
Amen.
That's the one who says he's God, but they don't want to interview him. Ask him if he's God. And, he, you know, the last one, too. God, that God is laying in a casket, and he's buried, and there's probably his, I'm sure that his flesh is all eaten away now. No, he wasn't God. He's not God. And what he is the Antichrist. And I'll tell you, know, I say that in all due respect to the Antichrist. I call him what he is. Amen?
Amen.
Now he comes over here and telling me that I'm the one that says I'm God. No, it's the Pope, folks. And all these cardinals are standing in line waiting for their turn to be God. No, I'm a member of the body of Christ, just like every other born of the Spirit Christian is. And I hope that you'll take special note of that. The Pope always says that he's God. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So go to the right, go to the cult and ask them if he thinks he's God. And he'll tell you that he is, and that's for sure. And if he tells you otherwise, well, then he's got a forked tongue because he says it, and then he'll tell you that he isn't. I got 9 chances out of 10 he'd tell you that he was. Okay, here's my good buddy Porter Wagner singing Glory Bound Train.
Come and listen, won't you, brother? Have you heard or don't you know? There's a train that's bound for glory. Will you ride it when it goes? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride that train to heaven by and by? Have you made all preparation? Reservations all complete? When you hear that whistle blowing, will you be there at your seat? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride that train to heaven by and by? When its golden bell starts ringing, ringing on that golden cord, will you have your ticket ready for your Savior and your Lord? Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride that train to heaven by and by? When you hear it in the distance, hear its mighty drivers roll. Just a little while to tarry, then you'll walk those streets of gold. Has your ticket yet been purchased for that glory-bound train? Oh, will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride
that glory-bound train?
Will you ride that train to heaven by and by? Will you ride that train to glory by and by?
All right, so that was Porter Wagoner, and one of my very favorite singers and one of the, my very best friends on earth here before he went out to meet the Lord. And these songs are on a gospel album called Porter Wagoner, and it's called Gospel 2006. So he just recently recorded that. And his last records were not about honky-tonks or anything like that. They were about the Lord. I believe he knew he was going on to, out to meet God. He had cancer in his lungs, and he had other problems too. And I just thank and praise the Lord that Porter's in heaven right now. All right, we have some... now, just remember, the Pope is the one that says he's God. All right?
Amen.
And the Lord says, you say you're God. He says, when they kill you, when they kill you, will you tell them, you can't, don't kill me, I'm God. No one can kill God, and God cannot die, okay?
Amen.
I certainly am not God. I belong to God. I belong to Him. And anybody that reads my literature or listens to my tapes, they know that I belong to God.
Amen.
I'm possessed by God. And the people, these media people that come around and hawk, and they go to our little children and say, does Tony say that he's God? And they tell them, no. We never heard him say that. We always tell him that he worships the Almighty God. And it's for sure not the Pope. All right?
Amen.
Now then, this... all I've read about the Lord was that there's no other God but Him. Amen?
Amen.
Now in Genesis 1, it tells us of the will of God at creation. And then we also, the will of God, not me, okay?
Amen.
And certainly not the Pope, right?
Right.
It's the will of God, the one that created the heavens and the earth. I realize that I never created anything but a lot of trouble before God got a hold of me. Amen?
Amen.
Now that's humility, is to admit who God is. And, you know, before we can become saved, we have to admit that we're a man and that God is God. God is the triune God, and man is the tripart man. God is triune, and man is tripart. God is in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, but see, God at creation created us. I didn't create anybody, but a lot of trouble, as I just said. And then we also read Psalms 8, which tells of God's will after man's fall. The second chapter of Hebrews tells us of God's will in redemption. So we have to look at Hebrews, the second chapter, for a while. Let's see that in the victory of redemption, God still, to this day, desires the man to obtain authority and deal with God's enemy, Satan. So I told this man I had him thrown out of my church because he's obvious, these people are obviously looking to do nothing but to cause trouble. They drive up and down the streets and ask our people, how many people live in that house? What would you think if I came up to your house and said, how many people living in your house? You think you're God? Wouldn't you think I was strange if I did that?
Yes.
Well, it's amazing that nobody else thinks that people like this are strange. And you see people bantering about people's lives on television, these TV newscasters, and they're saying, well, I think this, and I think that, and I think this and that, and I think they should do this to him, and I think they should do... Who are you, man? There's supposed to be a law, and whatever the law says is to happen to people is what should happen to them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, while we're just talking here, look up Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, but I just want to be talking here for a while she's looking that up. God wants us, human beings, to receive the authority, the power and authority over this Satan and deal with Satan, which is God's enemy. And he's our enemy, and Satan is not only God's enemy, but he's our enemy as well. He's the enemy of everyone living. In verse 5 through 8, the Apostle Paul tells us, quote, for it was not to angels that he subjected the coming inhabited earth. God never subjected creation unto angels, did he?
No.
He never told the angels for you to rule the world, did he?
No.
No, he told us, human beings, to inhabit the earth and to rule it. Concerning which we speak, but one has solemnly testified somewhere saying, what is man? My God, what is man? You never gave this authority to angels. But what is man that you are mindful of him, for that you bring him to mind, or the Son of Man that you care for him? You have made him a little lower or inferior to the angels. You have crowned him, human beings, with glory and honor, and have set him over the works of your entire creation, the works of your hand. Okay? And so I deem, and I know that the Lord tells me that anybody that's bringing false accusations against the church or God's people, that these are the devils. And so I don't suffer them to speak. I had him escorted out of the church. Now, if you want to go call people say that people are God, you go over to the Vatican, all right?
Amen.
Then you'll have a gold mine full of souls over there, all these cardinals waiting, and then the Pope himself. You have subjected all things here on this earth under man's feet. Amen. Not angels and not devils, demonic angels, but man. All this was read also from Psalm 8. Quote, "For in subjecting all things unto him, man, he left nothing," and this man was the Son of Man, Jesus, "there was nothing that wasn't subjected to him. All things must be subject to man. And if you're not willing to let that happen, well, then you're not fulfilling God's desire." God purposed it from the very beginning of this world, but it has not yet turned out in this way, with the exception of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man hasn't done what he has, or he was supposed to do, even after Jesus gave him the power to do it. Jesus gave us the power over death, hell, and the grave. He gave us the power over all angels, satanic angels that have been cast down here, and we'll judge those angels. The Apostle Paul continues in Hebrews 2, quote, "But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him," that means unto the Lord, "but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower to the angels because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor." Verse 8 and 9, Jesus is the person who fits the description in this situation. The psalmist in Psalms 8 said that God made him a little lower than the angels, but the Apostle Paul changed the word, quote, "man," unquote, into, quote, "Jesus," unquote. He explained that, quote, "man," unquote, refers to Jesus. It was Jesus who became a little lower than the angels. Man's redemption is by Jesus. God originally purposed that man should be a little lower than the angels, and that man should be crowned and rule over all his God's creations. That's talking about grass, weeds, things in the sea, and in the air, creeping things, cattle, everything. He intended for man to exercise authority on his behalf, God's behalf. To cast out his enemy from the earth, including devils that are inhabiting people. Now I see, you know, these cheap, disgusting creatures here on earth pulling all these evangelists up and saying they're living above their means. And maybe they are, I don't know. But who are they? These people are spending billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars and living so high on the above all other creatures on this earth. If anyone deserves to have something, it's the people of the Lord, because the people of the Lord are the ones that are going to wind up with everything. Amen?
Amen.
And the people that are running the Antichrist government are going to wind up having nothing. They're going to spend eternity in hell. And these devils that are inhabiting people, and they and from the heaven related to the earth, he wanted man to destroy all of Satan's power. But man fell and did not take his place to rule. Therefore, the Lord Jesus came and took upon him a body of flesh and blood. He became a human. He became the last Adam. That's 1 Corinthians 15:45. The last part of verse 9 says, quote, so that by the power of God, in other words, the grace of God, he might taste death on behalf of everything, so that the world could be redeemed, not only man, but everything. The birth of the Lord Jesus, the human living of the Lord Jesus, as well as the redemption of the Lord Jesus, shows us that his redemption work is not only for man, but for all of God's creation, everything that God created. All creation, except the angels, of course, is included. The Lord Jesus stood in two positions. He wore two hats, so to speak. To God, he was the man. At the beginning, the man whom God appointed from the very first, or before the foundation of the earth, and to man, he is the Savior. So, he's God's man and he is our Savior. In the beginning, God assigned man to rule and overthrow Satan. The Lord Jesus is that man. He overthrew Satan. And now in him, we are given the power, or they call it the grace, that we can do all things in Christ Jesus, which means to overthrow Satan. And that man is now enthroned in the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. Such a man has overthrown the power of Satan. He is the man whom God is after and desires to obtain all things for the Lord. In its other position, he is a man related to us. He is our Savior, the one who has dealt with the problem of sin in our place. We stand and we fell. Doesn't mean we're sinners now, because when we get saved, we're the sons of God. But we sin. Everyone has sinned until we become sons of God. We get all those former sins washed away, and then we're God's children. We're the sons of God. So we sinned and we fell, and God made him to be the propitiation. He made Christ to be the propitiation for us on top of this. He not only became the propitiation for our sins, for us, but he was also judged for all creatures, for the sin that all creatures have committed. This is true by the putting off the veil in the holy place. That's Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews in the 10th chapter tells us that the will of God was that the veil in the holy place, the holy temple, signified the body of the Lord. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus upon the veil were embroidered cherubim, which represented created things. At the time of the Lord's death, the veil was split right down the middle, right in two from the top to the bottom. As a result, the cherubs embroidered upon it were also rent or split. This reveals that the death of the Lord Jesus included judgment. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament that all of God's ways are judgment. That's in the Song of Moses. This also reveals that the death of the Lord Jesus included judgment for all creatures. He not only tasted death for every man, but also for everything. Verse 10 continues, "For it was fitting for him for whom are all things, and all things were created by him and for him, and through whom all are all things, in leading many sons into glory. All things are for him and through him. All things are to him and by him." To be for him means to be to him. To be through him means to be by him. Praise the Lord. He has not changed his purpose in creation. What the Lord God ordained at creation, he continues to ordain after man's fall. In redemption, his purpose remains the same. God did not change his purpose because of man's fall. And I thank and praise the Lord for that as well. He is bringing many sons into the Lord. And he's making everybody in these last days conscious of what time it is that we're living. We're living in the very last days. And we can see that there's a tremendous move in the world where people are being saved. And we have some letters from such people as this to tell you this is happening. We have hundreds and hundreds of letters, thousands of them come in. Emails, letters, faxes, and statements from people out on the street that they believe without a doubt that this is one of the works of God, the mighty works of God that has ever been on this earth. This is a mighty work of God that they won't even allow to be on television. The Antichrist government has stated that they are, the media is in no way to even mention my name. That's how powerful this work is. The television media is not to mention my name, and they really get down on people for playing my messages on radio. Well, we have some letters here. Where's the first one from?
From Metley, New Jersey.
From where?
Metley, New
Jersey. Okay, all right.
"A thousand blessings to you, Pastor Lamo, and the whole team of brothers and sisters. In view of the great commission which our Lord Jesus Christ gave us, you are reaching the world with the plan of eternal salvation. All those running this race of resistance against the satanic powers are doing it in obedience to God and compassion for souls, like Jesus did when he was here on earth. Pastor Lamo, I have a lot of testimonies to share with you, but I hope to share them with you personally. For the time being, I am sharing your literature to all my contacts by way of the internet. My email address was closed because they told me I cannot be using my contacts to distribute your type of literature."
Yeah, see, that's the government. No, we've never tried to stop anybody from distributing their Antichrist literature. We just preach the gospel, and the gospel will, in people, overpower the doctrine that they know, or else they'll continue on living the life that they do. But at any rate, Hebrews 10:7, again, I'm going to read it. "But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel," this is in the book of Revelations, "when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished." So through this ministry, the mystery of God is finished. And therefore, we know that the seven plagues are, we're into the seven plagues, first plagues right now. And we know that that soon people will become conscious that they're being cursed by God. And I would like to read some scriptures today about how God is the one that's cursing this earth. The earthquakes are coming from him, the tsunamis, the tornadoes, and the hurricanes, and the diseases. All these things are coming from him. What are you going to do about it? The only thing you can do, if you're smart enough, is to repent and start serving him. Because you're not going to do that. I see, even in my church, the people have not, many of them have not given their lives totally over to the Lord. The Lord requires that you love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind and all your strength. And I see people in my own church here that have their mind on many other things, and they have not given themselves unto the Lord, and that's why many of them in this church have got different diseases and different plagues around them. And I keep telling them that, and they think and I tell them, if you'll just give your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to the Lord, he'll heal you. All right, so continue on.
I am indebted to God and myself to reach everyone who crosses my path, giving them the word, the bread of life, so that every spiritually dead person can receive God's life through these prophetic revelations written centuries ago, and now through you, Pastor, who are unveiling, destroying, and putting Satan to shame and all of his followers. I want to tell you that I have dedicated my time to reading your literature and comparing it with the Bible, and my eyes have been opened in a supernatural way. I have studied the Bible completely, but my teachers never really focused on the consequences of sin. I was praying day and night with tears, desperate to find a ministry where God could use me and where I could really feel that I was in God's will. You don't know how many years I waited. I have to confess to you that since I came in contact with your ministry, I have felt peace in my heart. Even though I was not aware of this ministry, God had revealed it to me on three occasions.
Don't you know the devil is raging when he hears this?
Amen.
The evil people out there are gnashing, grinding their teeth right now. Okay, squirm, you devils out there, squirm. People know that this ministry is of the Lord. And the people out there know that the Pope is a phony, and that religion is a phony. And they are not Christians. They're the exact opposite of a Christian. Okay, keep going.
While I prayed, the fire of God surrounded me with power, and I saw a vision of a lot of people all over the world being reached, just like how it was with the primitive church, how everyone shared what they owned. All were of one mind, one faith, and love, which is the greatest of those. For now, I will continue to share your literature through the internet with the whole world. As for me, feel free to contact me so I can do a work in the ministry. I will be happy to be used in whatever is put before me. I am always in contact with the sisters here in Elizabeth. I am from Ecuador, but have been naturalized here in the USA.
Yeah, we do have a church in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and one in New York City. Okay, then what?
I am sending your literature to Ecuador and Spain and other states as well. Pastor, please remember me in your prayers so my deep desires to work for God can remain firm before him. I am praying for your ministry. May the peace of God protect you and lead you. Signed, Magdalena from Nutley, New Jersey.
Well, the same to you, sister, and I can really tell that you are a servant of the Almighty God. Okay, so we're going to start. Read a little bit from the chapter I told you in Deuteronomy.
Chapter 28. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
You have to observe. If you love him with all your heart and soul, mind, and strength, you're going to observe what he says, to do it, and do what he says. You're not just going to learn what you're supposed to do and not do it. You're going to observe and do it, or else you're a phony, a hypocrite. Okay? And you're not going to heaven. Okay? Because we're going to be judged by our deeds, the things that we did in this body. Then what?
to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations.
Yeah, if you'll do that, he'll set you on high. If you're sick, he'll heal you. If you're blind, he'll open your eyes, except with the Apostle Paul, because both he and I have a similar conversion, but we had bad eyes, but the Lord says that his power is sufficient, and so I believe that, and that's the way it is. But he will deliver you, and he'll bless you above all creatures. And if he tells you to fast, and somebody tells you, no, don't, you do what the Lord says, okay? Because somebody wants to eat, and they feel bad if you're not eating, if you're fasting, and they say, well, I don't want to, I hate it when you fast, because then I can't eat too, and I feel guilty. You go ahead and fast, because you keep the power of the living God on you, and don't feel sorry for you fasting, and don't murmur and complain about it, because the Lord loves a person that gives themselves cheerfully. He loves a cheerful giver. And if you are a phony, I mean, if you're just a person that doesn't like to give, you're cursed, okay? Because, you know, the Bible says that you're not giving your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to him. And I might add, you know, you open your pocketbook and give to him and until you think it hurts. But this is the last hour of time, and if you're not going to give to the Lord in this hour, you don't even care anything about human souls. You don't have any mercy. And therefore, those that sow abundantly shall reap abundantly, and those that sow sparingly shall reap sparingly. And those that are merciful, you'll reap mercy, a lot of it, if you have a lot of mercy. But if you don't have any, you're not going to get any mercy whatsoever at the judgment bar of God. Okay, then what?
The Lord will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord
That's
thy God.
If you listen to what he says, that you got to hear and do what he says. Some people say, well, you're not supposed to do anything Jesus does at all. Anybody that says that is either they don't know the Bible or they're a devil. And if they don't know the Bible, they shouldn't be teaching, because if they teach and they're teaching wrong, they're going to fall into the same condemnation as the devil, and that's hell and the lake of fire. All right?
Amen.
Okay, then you got to give everything to the Lord. Then what?
Blessed shalt thou be in the
Why?
City.
Why? Because he gave everything for us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, blessed what?
Shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground.
Yeah, that's if you listen to what he says and do what he says. You know, and give all, everything to the Lord. If he says, give you, and he does say, give me all your heart. Well, there's nothing left in your heart for anything or anybody else, is there?
No.
If it's all your soul, all your mind, you're not supposed to be thinking about other things. And all your strength, that means working for him tirelessly. Okay, then what?
And the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind.
Okay, Pastor, because we've just recently read this, and they know this already, I think. Then what?
And the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Okay, now go to chapter 29, where it talks about the curses. Start out where they start in 28.
Okay. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
Yeah, but some people are so deep into sin that they don't even know that they're cursed. They don't have any idea that they're being cursed. And yet they're sick. And they've got the threat of death on them. Doctors have told them they're going to die, or their little sons and daughters are going to die, or their loved ones are going to die, or their loved ones have got some big problem on them because of their filthy sins, and they haven't given themselves to the Lord, so that the Lord answers them. You know, your sons might have some kind of weird thing wrong with them, but if they gave themselves totally to the Lord and they prayed to the Lord, heal my boy, or heal my daughter, or my loved one, my wife, my husband, and you gave yourself to the Lord, 100% they would be healed immediately. And then prosperity would come your way as well. Then what?
Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land.
So if your son or daughter's got some big problem with them, to where they're ashamed and you're ashamed of them, well, they're cursed. The Lord is cursing you. He wants you to be embarrassed because you're an embarrassment to him. Okay? You're not giving. People can't see you giving your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength to him. All of everything that you have. As a matter of fact, you bring false reports on people. You pick on people. You hate different godly people. You argue with the people that God has put over you. You are not of the Lord, and you're cursed and you don't even know it. Then what?
The increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke.
Wait. The Lord will send what?
Upon thee.
Does it say Mother Nature will send upon thee?
No, the Lord.
The Lord shall send what upon them?
Cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do.
Everything that you want to do, that you'd love to do, God won't let you do it. Okay, and God will send vexation to you. Everything is so vexing, and then people get so vexed that instead of serving the Lord, they commit suicide. And then they wind up in a hell worse than where we are now. They just think this is hell. You don't have any idea what hell is, but you'll find out. Then what?
Until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly.
Well, the Lord will destroy you. It's the Lord that destroys people. He says, behold, I kill and I make alive. Amen? Doesn't
Amen.
He say that?
Amen.
I destroy and I make alive. I kill and I make alive. This is the real Lord. Now, you may say, no, God is love. Well, you haven't read the Bible, son or daughter. Pick up the Bible and read it. We're reading right out of the Bible here. Most of the Bible is like this. Okay, then what?
Because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me.
Yeah, you don't hear and do what I say. Because of that, that's why I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy you, the Lord says. Then what?
The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until...
The pestilence, that means the diseases. Then he to cleave to you and yours. Then what?
Until he have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest.
Until he just literally eats you up alive. You want to fight that somebody like that? You're crazy if you do. Okay? You're crazy. And but that's not going to hurt me. It's going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt God. It's going to hurt you. Then what?
The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever.
Wait a minute. He's going to give you fevers and consumption? God's going to do it? Not Mother Nature?
No.
Oh, my God. Then what have all these newscasters saying? It's Mother Nature. That just nature is dealing man a bad hand today. You know, nature hurt you today. No. Call an ace an ace and a spade, God hurts you today.
Amen.
Okay? You know why? Because you're a evil person. You repent and God will turn everything around for you. Okay, then what?
And with an inflammation and with an extreme burning.
Well, God will do that? Does it say God will do that?
Yes.
Okay, because I've been called to make the Word of God straight. Not crooked like all these false teachers and preachers. Make it straight just like the Bible says. Anybody can pick up the Bible and see it the same way I do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Then what?
And with the sword and with blasting. And
he'll have somebody kill you and with blasting?
Yes.
Wow. Then what?
And with mildew and they shall pursue thee until thou perish.
Yeah, until you're dead. and then your soul goes down into the fiery pit of hell. Okay, then what will God, not Mother Nature, but God do to you?
And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under
thee. In other words, that means you'll try to pray to God, and it'll be brass, because he won't listen to you, because you're not listening to him. Do you have people that don't hear from God? Did you ever think it's because he's not hearing from you, and you're not doing what he says? Well, that's what it is. I hear from God, all right? I really hear from him. And God is no respecter of persons. If you do what he says, like I do, then you'll hear from him too. But the way it is right now, if God ever spoke to you, die of fright, because he doesn't like you if you haven't given him your entire heart, all the heart, all the soul, all the mind, and all the strength. You're just cruising along. What's that song? I'm just buzzing around with the breeze. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. That's it. Just la di da 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 da. You're not of the Lord. La di da.
Amen?
I'm just breezing along with the breeze. It's a life of ease. And that is me. Do 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 do. Anyway, here's what God will do to you. Mr. Breezing along with the breeze, or Mrs. Breezing along with the breeze. It's fine now, but check yourself out. See if anything's wrong with you and yours. Go ahead.
And the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust.
Well, we've got a drought today. Los Angeles is without water almost. They're rationing it out. And all over the land. Okay, then what?
From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed.
Okay, and this is God doing this, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, wake up, folks. This isn't by chance, and it's not going to get any better. The more you hear the word of God and the more you ignore him, the worse it's going to get. There's people that have diseases and they won't tell it. And yet, it's consuming them. It's eating them up alive. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to tell. Eventually, you'll be, people will know. People will know. Then what?
The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way.
You'll be smitten before your enemies. Wow. I mean, he'll let you, his chosen people to be smitten before their enemies. What do you think he'll do to you Gentiles? Okay? You're not even his chosen people. And if you're a Gentile, if you're keeping the commandments, though, all the blessings of the Jews will come upon you. The good Jews I'm talking about. People look at me like, is that right? They've been saved or supposedly saved for many years, and they look at me with round eyes, okay? And they say, wow, is that right? Yes, it's right, folks. Okay? Because I talk to people a lot, and they tell me, is that so? And I said, yeah, that's so. What are you going to do about it? Put your dukes up to the Lord and say, come on, Lord, let's get it on. Let's go to Front Street. Come on, let's go to Duke City. You want to fight God? It don't matter what you think. It's going to happen, amen? And it is happening. There's more disease today than ever before. Then what else?
Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air, and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, and with the scab.
Emerods, you know what that is. That's piles. I mean, that Preparation H company's, they're like a mega company now because of all the piles. Where do you suppose that's coming from? Come from the Lord, folks. Okay, all your diseases. He's smiting you with them in hopes that you get down on your hands and knees and cry out to him for forgiveness so that your soul will be saved. And then now the angel signed. This is, it goes on and on. You can read it for yourself, chapter 28 and 29. Yeah, but let's go over to Revelation chapter 9, because this shows that God is getting so ticked off at everybody that he's just starting to pour out plagues on the earth, because his wrath is, the cup of his wrath is filled up to the brim. Go right along here.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace.
Now, you've seen the smoke with these fires. You can see the whole sky is just full of fire, and also with the smoke. And now keep going.
And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
Right, they don't have the seal of God because they don't listen to what God says, and they don't do what he says. Okay, and so now God's sending torture to them, with these locust-type creatures coming out of the pit to sting them. And they're going to pray to die, but they can't. Okay, then what?
And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Tortured for 5 months. So these stings are stinging you all over yourself. Then what?
And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men.
Now God's sending all this, okay? Mm-hmm. Then what?
And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over
them. And this is coming from God. Amen. Then what?
They had a king over them.
You're turning the devil loose on you because you love him so much. You love the devil, and God's going to turn the devil loose on you with disease, sickness, infirmities, and all kinds of plagues. Okay, then what?
They had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon.
Okay, so this is the devil. And the devil just loves to torture people, and God lets him do it because you love the devil so much that you won't listen to the Lord. And you won't pay any attention, you won't do what he says, and you won't stop your sinning. And so it's just too hard for you. It's because you don't have the Spirit of God in you. You don't have the power of God in you. And the Lord says he wants you to rule the world. He doesn't want Satan to rule the world through it all anymore. He's taken it over, God is. And so he's telling you through me to get right with God. And you do that right now, my time is up, by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. And I know that I can't go and sin some more. You give me the power to not sin anymore. You came into this world to rid the world of sin, and we have to be holy, or no man shall see God. They say there's no one that can be perfect, but I know that through you I can. Therefore, I know you have heard me, and I know that you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now praise and thank him, Lord, the Lord, and Sharon, tell him how to receive a copy of this program, number 482. It's free of charge. Please say audio tape or a CD.
Go to AlamoMinistries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. That's at Will, Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerful life-giving message, eternal life-giving. Now, you know, it's kind of strange to hear that Satan gets the gold. The gold is nothing down here. And here's Porter Wagner on his album called 2006, singing, "Satan Gets the Gold."
In a world where people hunger for great riches and turn their back on God to lust for gold, until it's time to die, then they realize God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold. There'll be no need for riches in that city, for the streets up there are paved in solid gold. So before it's time to die, we must realize God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold. When the world's on fire and all the gold is melting, and Satan walks upon the fiery coal, some will cry out then, as time comes to an end, God save my soul, Satan's got the gold. There'll be no need for riches in that city, for the streets up there are paved in solid gold. So before it's time to die, we must realize God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold. In that city built of gold and filled with loved ones, in God's holy presence where they dwell, beyond the gates of sin where gold can't buy you in, God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold. There'll be no need for riches in that city, for the streets up there are paved in solid gold. So before it's time to die, we must realize God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold. God takes the soul, Satan gets the gold.